on 101.7 The Hammer.
So the Hammerhead topic now posted on our Twitter page at 101.7 The Hammer. What should the friendly wager be between the Mayors? Wear the opponent's jersey, treat them to dinner, or sing the winner's fight song in a public setting? And be sure to comment too if you got some really good ideas about that. Let's go to the Hammerhead Hotline, the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Bring in Sam King from the Lafayette Journal and Courier, a high school sports reporter extraordinaire. And Sam, what do you think? What should be on the list for the friendly wager between the Mayors?
I think I tweeted out yesterday, but I would appreciate if their bet would be that the losing side has to take the media out for lunch or for dinner. You know, I'm just trying to get some free food out of this. That's my main objective, is how does this benefit me? So if they can work that into their wager, that's the most ideal situation, I believe.
You're already going to get the free food tomorrow night at West Lafayette. How much free food do you need?
Well, you know, we don't make a lot of money in the newspaper business, so anytime I can get a free meal, it saves me a few bucks. And so, you know, really just as much free food as I can get. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, as we get set for Friday's game, we're chatting with Sam King from the Lafayette Journal and Courier. As we look ahead to Friday night's game, before we get into the X's and O's, how much fun have you had putting together all these stories and talking to all these former players on both sides about this rivalry and how it dates back to the early 1900s?
Well, it's been fun. It's also been stressful. It's great to hear these stories. One thing that I was unaware of until talking to someone was that Marion Crawley actually was the football coach at Lafayette Jeff the last time these two teams played.
Right.
And a lot of people probably remember him as a basketball coach or know him as a basketball coach. And his name is plastered on the side of the basketball gymnasium at Jeff, but he was a pretty successful football coach. And in that game, he went head-to-head with Gordon Straley, who's a Hall of Fame coach from West Lafayette. So you had two Hall of Famers going head-to-head there, albeit, you know, Hall of Famers in different sports as coaches. And then Ernie Beck, who was a Hall of Fame coach from West Lafayette, who led the Red Devils to two state championship appearances and one title in 1993. He was, I believe, a sophomore in this 1953 game. So just in this one game, you have three future Hall of Fame coaches involved in it. And on top of that, just, you know, you look at all the history, and the series is a little lopsided, but it's still, most of these games looked like they were pretty competitive when you go back and look at the scores and read the recaps and things like that. And I think that Friday night is going to be no different. It's going to be just kind of a continuation of something that's happened, you know, 65 years ago and for many years before that.
Sam, you know, talking about this game coming up, you know, obviously we know George. Give me some players you think that are going to catch the eye of the spectators from Westside and then also maybe a couple from Jeff.
Well, everybody knows George Karloftis, but one guy who lives in the same house is Yanni Karloftis. He's a sophomore receiver and linebacker, and he started to get more and more play as the season went on last year, but he was never really one of the focal characters of that team because he was a freshman and he was still kind of growing into his body a little bit and getting stronger. But he's got a handful of Division I offers already, including Purdue. And I think that he's a guy, as this season goes on, that people are going to really understand that this guy's a football player. A couple of the guys to highlight are the quarterbacks. You always talk about the quarterbacks. These are going to be two first-year starting quarterbacks, but they're really, really good quarterbacks. You got Kyle Adams at West Lafayette, who played in a backup role last year and was pretty successful when he was able to get into games. And he's probably going to have a big year. And then Maximus Grimes at Jeff was the starting point guard for the basketball team as a freshman a year ago. And I think he only threw a handful of passes for the football team, but he completed all of them, if I recall. And he's a phenomenal athlete. So those are two guys that are going to really stand out. And then, the two running backs from each team combined for probably 3,000-plus rushing yards last year. So, everybody kind of in this area now knows Marquise Munoz at Jeff and definitely Sage Hood at West Lafayette. What I'm looking for are the guys that, you know, kind of nobody has heard about, at least on on the varsity level yet. And that retrospect, it's probably going to be, some guys filling in for guys who are now departed. Luke Staton being one at West Lafayette is now at Purdue as a preferred walk-on. So you look to see who's going to step up and kind of fill that role. And one of the guys I'm looking to have a big year at linebacker there is Justin Vasili. Probably not a name a lot of people know, but a name that a lot of people will know by the end of the season. And then at Jeff, I wrote about him earlier this week, is Britton Chandler. I think he's a Division I caliber middle linebacker. And that's not for me to say. It's for some program to decide that. But he's in on seemingly every single play. Racked up 145 tackles over, 10 or 11 games last year. So he's definitely a monster.
Sam King with us from the Lafayette Journal and Courier, high school sports reporter on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Sam, we know both of these teams love to get up and down the field. There'll be no smashing of the brakes, so to speak. We know how much they enjoy scoring and big plays and things like that. So which defense will be under the most pressure on Friday night? Will it be West Side's defense or Jeff's defense?
Well, I think the good thing for both of these, and this is kind of a roundabout way of not answering your question, so I apologize, is both of these teams go ones-on-ones in practice. And both of these offenses, as you alluded to, are very fast-paced. West Lafayette will snap the ball as soon as the official puts it on the ground. So the defense for Jeff is going to be having to be ready to go about every 5 to 10 seconds for the next play. And the reason West Lafayette runs that offense is because they believe they have the best conditioned team in most cases. And by the second half, you can really just see them impose their will against a lot of teams that don't have the stamina that their offense does. Lafayette Jeff is also very up and down the field, like you mentioned. And, both of these teams will, at least we're looking at what they did last year, will throw the ball quite a bit. So hopefully those passes are caught, because I'm not trying to get out of this stadium at midnight watching a five-hour football game. But very well could be a long game with as closely competitive as these two teams are, and with how much they feel like can have success throwing the ball. And, I don't think any team is going to run away from the other, so you're not going to have a team trying to run clock and, grind out 3 or 4 yards of carry and just try to push through a whole quarter in one drive or whatever. So I guess to answer your question, I think both of these defenses are going to be under a lot of fire, and I'm not sure I can pick which side would have to be more, prepared or ready to adapt to the other team's fast pace.
What will it take for West Side to win, and what will it take for Jeff to win?
Well, for both of these teams, it's going to take probably who has the ball last. It's really, again, avoiding a question, but I think for West Side, the defense is going to have to play very well. And that's not to say they won't give up points, because Jeff is going to score. They'll probably score at least 3 or 4 touchdowns, if not more. But last year, early in the season, West Lafayette had some new guys that was incorporating on defense, and it took them 3 or 4 games to really get into a groove where they started to, every week you were seeing them hold opponents to 0 points, 6 points, 0, 0, 6, 7. And there was a long string where they did that, but you look at the early season scores and they were giving up a lot of points early on. So, they're going to give up points, but they're going to have to play well, and you can play well and still give up a lot of points. But I think that, there's a lot of expectations on West Lafayette just based on George Karlaftis and then Tavion Woodard on the defensive line, who's a Division I prospect going to Ball State. Those two guys are going to have to really break through that line and keep the big plays from happening. For Jeff, I think it's they're going to have to find a way to stay away from George Karlaftis, because he takes up half the field. He's so big, he's so quick, and he's so physical, and you really can't roll out and run away from him, because he's fast enough that he can chase guys down from behind. So you're going to have to find a way to kind of keep him contained. And then also, I think for Jeff, it's all about really the receivers. They've got a lot of fast receivers, and if those guys can get open in the open field and make some big plays, I think that'll be huge for Jeff.
Well, Sam, we got about a minute left here. Clearly, Jeff and West Lafayette, that's the A number one game in the county Friday night. What's the second most intriguing game of the local schools Friday night?
I would say definitely Tri-West and Central Catholic, mainly because Tri-West was West Lafayette's opponent for so long in week one, and part of this Jeff Westside game happening was Tri-West needed an opponent, and CC last year had played Jeff in the opener, and they said, hey, you guys go play each other, which is it's a pretty good game between two storied programs, and Central Catholic has a new head coach, and Brian Ney comes in with an offensive pedigree and has been successful as the offensive coordinator at Decatur Central, so I think there's going to be a lot of people looking to see, is Central Catholic able to bounce back after having what was perceived by the people in that program to be a pretty bad year a season ago.
Sam King, Lafayette Journal and Courier, sports reporter extraordinaire, all things high school football. Thanks, Sam, for the time and all the information. We'll see you at Gordon Straley tomorrow night.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sam. And Sam will, this is the cool thing, Sam will be with us every Thursday at 4:45 throughout the football season, and we'll get all the latest info and get you that great preview going into Friday with high school football here in the county. When we come back on the Hammer Down Show, it's time for the roars of the day. And still ahead at 5:15, David Kurtz, West Lafayette football star from 1953. So don't go anywhere.